With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney.
A new report by the online news outlet Montana Free Press says state auditor Matt Rosendale dismissed potential sanctions against a company whose employees contributed to his 2016 election campaign. John Adams is the editor of Montana Free Press and wrote the story. He joins us now from Helena. Hi, John.
Hi, Eric.
Your story is about a Billings bail bonds company called Friedel LLC, which the state auditor's office started looking into in 2012. And that's back when Democrat Monica Lindeen was the state auditor. Tell me what prompted that. Why does the state auditor's office have jurisdiction over bail bonds companies? And what did this company allegedly do wrong?
So a bail bond is basically an insurance policy that the person who takes out the bond will show up for their date in court. It's regulated by the Commissioner of Securities and Insurance, which is also the state auditor here in Montana. And this first appeared in 2012 after an individual who was a client of this company alleged that the company had overcharged on the fees that they were charging and also were charging an unfair and illegally high interest rate. And so that's what caught the attention of the state auditor's office in 2012, but they didn't actually bring any administrative action against the company until the beginning of 2014.
And that was back when Monica Lindeen was still the state auditor, and this case was ongoing until after Matt Rosendale was elected state auditor in 2016. What did the state auditor's office do with this case once Mr. Rosendale was elected?
Well, when Matt Rosendale came into office in 2017, that was, of course, a legislative session. And so at the beginning of the session, at the beginning of Matt Rosendale's term, Chris Hansen, who is Matt Rosendale's chief legal counsel, she told me that not much happened with this case. There was a meeting between Friedel and his lawyer and Matt Rosendale and Chris Hansen that took place in January 2017, just a few days after Matt Rosendale took office. But nothing happened with that case until the end of that year in December of 2017, where after a second meeting between Mr. Friedel and his attorney and Matt Rosendale and Chris Hansen, the day after that meeting, the case was essentially dismissed. One of the three charges against the company remained, but no sanctions were penalized.
So Matt Rosendale takes office as state auditor in 2017, and shortly after that, this company that was in an ongoing legal dispute with the state auditor's office, they requested a meeting with Mr. Rosendale. Is that how it happened?
You know, it's hard to say exactly what happened there because I don't have the full record, but my understanding from talking to Chris Hansen was that after Matt Rosendale took office, there was a request. Who made the request or who arranged the meeting is not clear. That is one of the questions I was hoping to get to ask Mr. Rosendale, but his campaign declined to comment for this story. But Chris Hansen told me that Matt wanted her in that meeting on January 10th of 2017. According to Chris Hansen, this meeting was a meeting in which Friedel and his attorney indicated to the auditor that they wanted some action taken on this case, that they felt that the agency had been heavy-handed in their treatment of this particular case, which had at that point been going on for about 2 years.
So Matt Rosendale takes office as auditor in early 2017 after a couple of meetings with this company, which is involved in this ongoing legal dispute with the state auditor's office. The auditor's office then drops two of the three charges in that litigation, right?
That's right. So the $3,500 fine that was still on the table, that was dropped, as were the additional charges. And I should say that the original recommendation from the hearing examiner was for a $10,000 fine. Monica Lindeen, while she was commissioner, reduced that fine from $10,000 to $3,500.
So Matt Rosendale dismisses two of the three charges against this company, which sounds like is well within his discretion. But what makes this more interesting now is you dug into the campaign finance reports for Matt Rosendale's 2016 campaign, and you found out that officers of this company made campaign contributions to Matt Rosendale's 2016 campaign?
That's right. So three members of the Friedel family, they're either part owners or employees of the company, contributed the maximum amount that was then allowed by law in 2016, which was $990. So they contributed a total of $2,970 to Matt Rosendale's state auditor campaign. Shortly after that contribution, four members of the Friedel family contributed $2,500 each to Matt Rosendale's 2014 congressional campaign, for the purposes of debt retirement. And so a total of about $13,000 in contributions to Matt Rosendale within the course of a couple of months, shortly before he won the state auditor's race in November of 2016.
All of that is perfectly legal, right? There's nothing barring a company that has a legal dispute with the state auditor's office from making campaign contributions to someone running for state auditor's office?
As far as I know, there are no laws barring this activity. The state ethics code is not very clear on this, but most campaign watchdogs that I spoke to said that this is it's not in the best interest of the candidate to do this because of the perception. The perception being that a company who's facing sanctions from a regulator, giving money to that regulator and then seeing those sanctions disappear is, at the very least, raises questions, even if there isn't anything technically illegal about it.
For your story, you interviewed a woman you've mentioned, Chris Hansen. She's the chief legal counsel for the state auditor's office. She was appointed by Matt Rosendale. How did she respond to what some could see as a direct favor from this office to a campaign contributor?
Well, Chris Hansen was aware of this case. She said she first became aware of it in January 2017. She said she was not aware of the campaign contributions. After talking to her legal staff, the staff lawyers who are not appointed, who had been working on this case for many years, brought this case to her and she reviewed it. And one of her jobs is try to clear some of that backlog docket of outstanding cases. And this was one that by all accounts was unusually contentious. And I reviewed the entire administrative case file for this case, and I could see that in the pleadings. There's some aspects of this case that don't make a lot of sense. But Chris Hansen, in her estimation, viewed that the auditor's office had spent enough time investigating this case and in litigating this case that the company had since left the business of bail bonds. And so many of the charges against them were no longer relevant in her view. However, they did have that evidence of that 18% interest charge. And so that's why that charge wasn't dropped, she said. She said it was her decision to settle this case, but she says all of the decisions surrounding the case were hers and that she was not aware of the campaign contributions at the time.
Matt Rosendale's political critics have already jumped on this story as, you know, evidence that he was doing a favor for a campaign contributor. But based on what you just said, you could view it that, you know, this was a $3,500 outstanding fine. It was a contentious, ongoing legal thing. And as Chris Hansen told you, it was really in the state's best interest to just drop the matter rather than to try to pursue this $3,500 fine, I guess.
Yeah, that's certainly, I would imagine that's their position, which is part of the reason why I'm surprised that the Rosendale campaign refused repeated attempts by myself to contact the campaign for comment. It doesn't seem to make sense on paper for a company to spend that kind of money to erase a relatively small fine and a relatively small sanction. But the campaign finance experts I talked to said that really isn't the point. The point is the appearance, and that especially given the fact that the individuals who donated in this case don't have a history of donating to political candidates. They had never given to federal or statewide candidates in the past. They had never given to Matt Rosendale in the past or since. And so it raises the question, was this done specifically to erase this from their record? And if so, why? But we still don't have the answers to that.
Were you able to talk to anyone in the Friedel family or associated with the Friedel Bail Bonds Company?
I left a message with the company on Friday, which according to their attorney is the best way to get a hold of them. I also did reach out to the attorney, Bill O'Connor in Billings. He acknowledged that he had received my request for an interview and that he had passed it on to his client, but I did not hear back from the Friedels. So I have not been able to place any of these questions directly to them.
John Adams, thanks for joining us at Montana Public Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
John Adams is the editor of the online news outlet Montana Free Press. You can read his story about State Auditor Matt Rosendale on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.